Trust. Trust is a major pillar of any vibrant society. Trust is the firm belief in the reliability, truthfulness, strength, and abilities of something or someone. Trust is the fundamental part of any relationship, of any institution. It's the foundation for any healthy community. And when we lose trust in our relationships or our institutions, every part of our society begins to break down. Now, most people to varying degrees and for different reasons suffer from trust issues. The problem is that distrust is the path that leads to the collapse of healthy relationships, institutions, and communities. But trust is the path to healthy relationships, institutions, and community. So the question is, who can we trust? The God-awful truth is that we cannot fully trust anyone. And since we cannot trust anyone, our choice is to trust ourselves. And that sounds good. But the only problem is that just about all of your problems are the result of having trusted yourself or having trusted what your heart said. Think about it. Had you not trusted your heart, how many regrets would you have avoided? So again, who can we trust? Solomon wrote, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." The reason why we get ourselves into so many problems is because it's hard for us to trust God, which on the surface is not very smart, because God knows the outcome of every and any possible decision and that we can ever take, but we don't. So instead of trusting our hearts, we should learn to trust God with all of our hearts. And God promises that he will take all of our twisted relational, financial, moral, and spiritual paths, and he will straighten them out. So, as Solomon said, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.